Blog Talk Radio.
It's gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Song Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on a Friday, kicking off Rex Month. Really quickly before we get started, some show notes. If you are looking for wrestling tonight, WCWO as usual at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. AAW in Chicago, Illinois, featuring Colt Cabana, also performing the Razor Ramones at AAW. SCW up in our neck of the woods in Bremerton, Washington tonight at La Poblanitas. MCW in Felton, Delaware. ACW in Roselawn, Indiana. NOW in Irvine, Kentucky. Tier 1 Wrestling in Deer Park, New York. MEW in Memphis, Tennessee, tomorrow night. HPW returning to the HPW Arena in Columbus, Indiana, tomorrow night. SCW, second night in Paulsbo, Washington, tomorrow, where I will be performing. Legacy Wrestling in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. PWA in Jasper, Alabama. SPW in Haintsville, Alabama. NEW in Golden, Colorado. ECCW in Vancouver, BC. DSCW in Canton, Georgia. NWA in Pavo, Georgia. MPW in Kansas City, Kansas. SPW in Attleboro, Massachusetts. IWF in Nutley, New Jersey. IZW in Lawton, Oklahoma. PWA in Kitchener, Ontario. Keystone Wrestling in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. WVCW in Princeton, West Virginia. And VCW happening tomorrow in Norfolk, Virginia. Get out there, support your local independents. But without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show a first-time guest. Very happy today to have Rex Romanoff. Comrade, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Rex Romanoff. Who's this?
This is Sign Guy and you have Sign Guy and QT with you, and Sign Guy is speaking with you right now. Rex Romanoff, my first question for you, we ask all the first-time guests this, how did you get into this business of professional wrestling?
How did I get into professional wrestling? I was assigned to professional wrestling by Soviet State Bureau back in 1991 before the wall fell. I did not choose wrestling. I was assigned by state.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of fine Russian athletes were assigned professional wrestling over the years. You had guys like Nikita Koloff, Ivan Koloff.
Never heard of them. Who?
They might have been pre-91. You may not have seen them, but they were over here. Now, for yourself, a proud Russian athlete, are there any other people assigned to professional wrestling out of the Russian state that you've had the opportunity to work beside or maybe study some of their matches and learn?
Sure. Do you know Viktor Zangief?
I have heard the name.
He works for UWFI in Japan, partner with Salman Hashminikov, also he in Starrcade 1986, part of tag team tournament.
That was a brilliant tag
style.
Team tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
so,
of course, Russians are known for...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. Russians are known for their amateur prowess as well as the professional side. Do you yourself have a background in amateur wrestling?
Well, it's a bit more complicated because, you see, I was not, I don't have mother or father. I was made in Soviet lab from spare parts of dead cosmonauts and old Russian generals and assembled with old peg parts. And they built me just for wrestling and then sent me to U.S. to destroy all of the other American wrestlers. So I don't have training. It is built into me genetically.
I'm sure the officials in Russia are keeping very close tabs on your career to see how you progress. Are you ever aware of any Russian agents in the crowd at your matches to check on you?
No Russian agents, but before I leave for the United States, second time in 2010, Vladimir Putin, who I call Putty, Putty baby puts me on the airplane and says, Rex, go there, destroy Americans, make Russia very proud, and that's all he says.
Do you ever get phone calls from Putty baby whenever you win championships? I'm sure he's very proud of the championships you've won.
Yes, every time I win a championship, he gives me a Hero of Soviet Union medal, which, of course, I put in a shoebox under my bed. I have a big stack of them, and I say, thanks, Putty, talk to you later. He calls me once, twice a year.
Now, do you ever see the day when you have to get something bigger than a shoebox to contain all those medals?
I don't want to think about that far in the future, but if I have to get something bigger, then maybe I will get like a dresser or maybe a safe or a walk-in safe where I can put all of my AK-47s and all of my medals up.
That sounds like a pretty unique combination. Now,
go ahead.
Since you have come to this country, obviously you've seen a lot of American athletes at work. Who are some of the Americans that have given you the biggest challenge thus far?
Oh, well, I can think of two off the top of my head. Number one, I like Trent Ware. He's a young guy, very fast. He has a good mind for in-ring technical ability. So I enjoy working with him. But my number one favorite is Anton LaVey. Do you know him?
I do not.
Okay. Anton LaVey works all of Western Tennessee into Kentucky, Illinois. He has a good mind for the business, and he faced people like Sabu, worked for Harley Race, do very many much. You look him up.
I definitely will do that. Now, one American that you've had an issue with recently, and it actually caused quite a bit of controversy and cost you a job in this country, was Jennifer Justice. Do you want to tell the listeners what exactly happened with Jennifer Justice?
So I may or may not have kicked a 14 or 15-year-old official in the face, allegedly, but that girl should have ducked, and that was Jennifer's fault by putting ref in the way, and I super kick her in the throat. So that got me fired from Southern Wrestling Athletic Group, Swag Wrestling, and right now my lawyers are trying to deal with that.
Have the officials in Russia been keeping tabs on this situation? Because this sounds like something that could spark the nuclear war that did not happen during the Cold War.
Right. It's definitely a serious problem. They're already putting sanctions on all of Tennessee from a Russian state agency. But right now we're trying to work with international law to find out the solution. Hopefully we don't need nukes, but if so, then I will just move farther away from Tennessee.
Are you saying that it's possible that if someone were to go to Memphis tonight, they may not be able to get vodka?
Well, if they can't get the vodka, they should definitely order yak's milk. But, you know, American vodka, it is not like real vodka. It is kind of like making love in a canoe.
All right.
Because it's effing close to water.
Right, right. Now, can you take us through your diet and training regimen? What do you do dietarily, cardiovascular, and weight training to maintain your wrestling condition?
Sure, absolutely. And I would remind all the children listening at home that you can use the same regimen to train yourself and become like Rex Romanoff. However, you do not have genetic enhancements like I do, so it won't do you any good. But number one thing you need is lots of yak's milk, fresh Siberian yak's milk. You have to drink this every morning, at least 2 liters. And this you then eat with raw beets. Lots of beets and yak's milk. Got it?
Beets and yak's milk.
Correct. Then for training, what I like to do is I go into local forest and I find a deer or a bear and I German suplex them under their head.
What entails the decision on if it's a bear or a deer? Is it something you decide or is it just what's available?
It's just whatever I find first. Typically, I like to use the deer or the bear because their body not like humans, so the weight is harder to pull over. And also knocking out the bear is pretty fun.
That makes sense. Now, has a deer ever successfully backflipped out of the German suplex?
No, absolutely not. But that is usually because by this time I've already headbutted him 4 times and he is dizzy, and then the suplex comes, there's no escape. Same with people.
This yak's milk and beet diet, do you ever combine the two into one delicious smoothie?
That would be crazy. Don't talk crazy. You want to hurt yourself, you do not want to put this in your system at the same time.
I just thought maybe it would help speed the nutrients reaching the body if you combine them.
No, it helps speed something else, but that's usually how fast you can make it to the bathroom.
Understood. Now, since you do a lot of non-weight training to keep in wrestling conditioning, what are you seeing from the Americans as far as how their conditioning programs are going, and how effective do you find that coming from your opponents?
Yeah, so most Americans concentrate so much on power, and wrestling is not about power. It is about flexibility and about technique, especially technique. And so they concentrate too much on punch and the body slam and lifting heavy weight, but you don't need to do that. Especially my size, I am 97 kilos, 215 pounds. So I have to use technique to overcome bigger opponents. And many Americans don't learn this. You just have big power guy. And they need to spend more time stretching.
Do you see someone like yourself that is at 97 kilos being able to make your way into not only the heavyweight divisions for most companies, but also possibly the junior heavyweight and light heavyweight divisions and compete for championships based upon your weight?
Yeah, well, also, I am from Soviet states where we also have total equality, so I also compete for women's titles in all companies, light heavyweight or cruiserweight, and, of course, heavyweight. But this weight training allows me to compete for all of them because I don't mind punching women in face, same as punch men in face.
Although kicking one is apparently an accident.
Well, that was referee, not Jennifer. I kicked the referee when she moved.
Well, the referee was a girl.
Yes.
Now,
but that's not my decision. That is SWAG's officials.
Right. Now, you have had an up-and-down relationship, Crusher Koloff. Do you want to tell us a little bit about where you and Crusher Koloff stand at this moment?
That is complicated. You see, Crusher Koloff and I have a best faction in all of wrestling called Inhumane Society with Tony Diamond. Now, Tony Diamond will retire this year, and Kusher gets the idea in his head that he's going to go off on his own and try to do something. And now I have to pick up all of slack and keep shows entertaining for him. Occasionally we work together still with Tag, but reluctantly, you know. He is big powder guy, I am technique guy, and it works well sometimes when he keeps his head in game. But sometimes he's not focused. He's too busy talking to crowd, taking selfies with fans, hugging old ladies, very disgusting. You know, lots of germs.
Now, Crusher Koloff goes back in this business almost as long as you do. He's a veteran. When it came to American wrestling, were you able to use his experience to your advantage?
His experience is to some degree. However, he does much hardcore wrestling. Hardcore. And smashing things into people's faces. And one time I saw him cut a woman's face open with a razor blade across her face. You know, I don't do this. I only do wrestling, and I don't do hardcore. So his experience a little bit different, but sometimes I need a big meat puppet to take beating so that I come in and can make win.
So essentially he would take the pounding from the stop sign, steel chairs, chains, and then when the opponent was exhausted, you would come in and you would German suplex them for victory.
I know like roughly 1,016 suplexes, so any one of those I would use, not just German. Mostly I like to use Exploder, Pump Handle Exploder, Inside T-Bone Suplex, sometimes Northern Lights with the Bear Hug, all sorts of different suplexes, so not just German, but yes, that is pretty much our strategy.
Would one of the suplexes you employ happen to be the standing vertical?
On occasion. However, if I do standing vertical, I like to turn into Brainbuster.
Is that the influence, wrestling in the South, of a Tennessee legend, Coco Beware?
Actually, this is more Dean Malenko. I enjoy certain American wrestlers. And if I may, can I list off my favorite American wrestlers to you?
Absolutely.
Yes, sure. Number one, Dean Malenko. Number two, Nick Bockwinkel. Number three, Arn Anderson. And number four, Rick Rude. Those are my pretty much four favorite. Number five, Perry Saturn. Number five, six would be Taz from ECW. Those are my favorites.
Very eclectic list. Now, speaking of Dean Malenko, his father, the late Boris Malenko, was actually a very reputed Russian wrestler as well. He was before your time, but have you heard stories about the great Boris Malenko?
I have many tapes of Boris. Even when he moved down to Florida and ran school, I watched pretty much everything him and Dean and Joe do, even in Japan.
All right. Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT is standing by. I know that he has a plethora of questions as well, so I'm going to hand things to him for a while.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Rex.
Hello, this is QT.
Yes, I contacted you yesterday on Facebook. Yes.
Oh, you make a crazy talk about the Russian sniper lady.
Yes. That was, her last name was Pavlichenko. Ludmilla.
Yes, I know, but she's a sniper second and beauty queen first. She's known for beauty queen first in Russia, not sniping. We have many female snipers.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well,
all right. Well, Rex, I saw your YouTube video, and you and Sign Guy covered this earlier, entitled Jennifer Justice versus Rex Romanoff, and I couldn't help but notice that no one in attendance had a Russian flag. Talk about people with a closed culture. Did this take place in eastern Kentucky?
This took place in Henry, Tennessee, which is near Paris, which is near Union City, I guess western Tennessee. And as you would expect in, I guess, what you would call heartland of America, many close-minded rednecks who do not appreciate, you know, of course, my international skills and name, and very, very one-sided and biased crowd.
Oh, all right, okay. At the 45-second mark, Jennifer can be seen waving a dollar bill at you from outside the ring. Did she steal this dollar bill from you before the match, or did she go through your European men's carry-all?
No, no. So we had a previous match back in June. We had the previous match in June, and in this match she was cheating, and so I pulled the dollar that I had hidden in my tights and told her that if I gave her, I'll pay her $1 to give her a body slam. And so she accepts dollar, and I go to give her a body slam. She body slams me, and she steals my dollar and does not give it back. So still we are fighting over that dollar. I want it back.
Wow, all right. Okay. Well, Rex, the announcer said that you were a suplex machine. My question is, have you ever had another wrestler roll out of the ring and run to the shelter of the locker room after you hit a belly-to-belly suplex on him or her?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Several times. Sometimes I let them get away. Sometimes I chase them down like deer or bear and suplex them again. But it is very common.
Or you chase them down like a runaway yak. Yes.
Yes. Well, you don't want to hurt the yaks because that's where the milk comes from. You don't ever want to hurt your food.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Well, Rex, at the 11-minute and 51-second mark, the referee, like you stated before, was taken out of the match by your kick that was intended for Jennifer. Who was the wrestler that entered the ring, looked at the fallen referee, and then proceeded to say, Rex, you've done a mean thing here. You're fired. Who does he think he is, Donald Trump?
So that man, okay, his name is R.I. Brimstone, and he is owner of Swag Wrestling. He's not just a wrestler. He owns company. And Jennifer is his wife. Do you understand?
Yes.
And girl I kick in face, I think, is related to them somehow. Either way, I do many bad things, according to him, in Swag Wrestling. And I guess finally he found and used this as excuse to fire me, because I've been there for 2 years now, was champion, and now he's just trying to find a way to get rid of me. But he's not just wrestler, he is owner.
Oh, the owner, okay. All right. Okay, that clears that up. All right. Well, Rex, there is a group called the International Yak Association, and they say that yak butter tea is the comfort food of the Himalayas, and that native herders drink as much as 40 cups per day. Yak milk is rich in butterfat at around 6% to 11%, and that makes it perfect for yogurt, butter, and cheese. My question is, have you yourself bought yak's butter or cheese at a Whole Foods store in America?
Well, I don't have to buy my yak's products. They are sent to me by Soviet state on monthly stipend. So state pays for that. However, I would like to state that when it comes to International Yak's Butter Association, I am local chapter president 407. So I know all about products and everything I actually distribute.
Wow, fantastic. Okay. Have you ever considered wrestling a Himalayan monk in a gallon of yak's milk on a pole match?
A gallon of yak's milk on a pole. Well, it seems like a waste of good yak's milk because I could kill a Himalayan monk in like 30 seconds, so it wouldn't be much of a show. Maybe five Himalayan monks against me would be closer to fair, but still not good odds for them.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Rex, the yak may have diverged from cattle at any point between 1 and 5 million years ago, and there is some suggestion that it may be more closely related to bison than to any other members of its designated genus. Apparently, close fossil relatives of the yak, such as boss bacillus have been found in eastern Russia, suggesting a possible route by which yak-like ancestors of the modern American bison could have entered the Americas. My question is, to keep up your cardiovascular shape, have you yourself ever considered running this route from eastern Russia to the Americas, should they ever build a bridge, while wearing a wrestling singlet made from yak's hair?
Well, a couple things. First off, my singlets are made of tactical spandex, which I write my PhD thesis in Russia before I come here, which you can find online. Second, I have actually done that entire route. Swim across Bering Strait, very easy, no problem. Make my way down throughout the mainland of Canada into the United States and follow the trail of migration of those animals. And they lead me straight to Henry, Tennessee, which is apparently explains why all of the women in western Tennessee are so hairy and stinky, because they're most closely related to yak than human.
Well, I got to tell you, that wrestling singlet that you had on in your match with Jennifer was very eye-catching, very stylish.
Thank you. Vladimir Putin's wife make it for me for my second birthday.
Hey, now, Vladimir Putin's wife is pretty good-looking. I've seen photographs of her, yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
However, she's still not the beauty queen that Poroshenko sniper is, so, you know, she's still number one beauty. Have you ever seen pictures of her?
Yes.
Yeah, Ludmilla is very, very pretty. Especially if you're stuck in trench of World War II when it is cold and freezing for a couple of years, she is gorgeous.
Yes, she wasn't very gorgeous on the German soldiers that she had in her sight, though. She was very deadly.
They should have learned to duck.
Yes. Yes. Well, now, Rex, yaks are highly friendly in nature and can be easily trained. There has been very little documented aggression from yaks toward human beings, although mothers can be extremely protective of their young and will bluff charge if they feel threatened. My question is, why didn't you use a female yak bluff charge in your match with Jennifer Justice?
First off, I don't do bluff moves. Anything I'm going to do, I just do, so I don't have to worry about the bluff charge. Second, I am not female. I am male yak. I'm not even a male yak. I am male bear from Russia. So I cannot really use these tactics.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to put down bluff charge, not in Rex's arsenal. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Rex, have you, during any time of your wrestling career, traveled to eastern Russia, purchased a yak's horn on the black market, re-entered the United States, been booked on a wrestling card, and pulled this yak's horn from your trunks and used it in a wrestling match as a foreign object?
Well, typically, Rex tries to avoid using foreign objects because, of course, I am a superior athlete and above such behavior. But I have not used yak's horn. However, I have used yak's tail to choke someone. Does that count?
Ooh, yak's tail. Yes, very good. Yes, that's very. There's a Russian wrestler out here in the Northwest, Grigor Petrov, who chokes people with jumper cables. Yes, Grigor Petrov.
That sounds like old KGB tactic. I may know him or something.
Well, you have to look up Grigor Petrov on Facebook. Yes. Petrov. Okay. Well, Rex, have you ever had a Russian folk song as part of your entrance music?
Well, state policy, that they already write many songs about me. When I come home to Russia every year, I get a parade that lasts 1 month. It is the same battalion marching in a circle for 1 month in my honor, but they don't want to write the original song yet because they cannot write song good enough.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay. Rex, have you ever had a wrestling match on a Russian submarine while it was underway in the Black Sea?
difficult to say. A lot of that information is classified, plus there's not much room in the Russian sub. Very closed in, so hard to do a lot of moves. Very linear fighting, just down the hallway. But I have been in fight on many other Russian boats on surface. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beating up sailors is one of my favorite things.
Have you ever been in a wrestling match in a Russian bowling alley?
We do not have bowling in Russia.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not allowed. It's too fun. So what we have instead of like a bowling where you roll a ball down the lane to hit pins and everyone makes the laughter, instead we all stand down lane and the Soviet commissar, he throws knives at people and whoever left standing win.
Oh, all right. Ooh, throw knife. Yes, knife throwing. Okay. Now, you mentioned your five favorite wrestlers to sign by earlier in the show. My question is, why isn't Goldust one of your favorite American wrestlers?
Well, I like his wife more than I like him. He's okay. But I like technical thinking wrestlers. Dean Malenko, Arn Anderson, these men think in the ring. Nick Bockwinkel, they are thinking men's wrestlers, and that is what I enjoy. Goldust is okay, but he's not the same.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you mentioned American rednecks. In Russia, they also have rednecks, and you might be a Russian redneck if your wife can climb a tree faster than your cat. Would you agree?
Well, perhaps, but I do not have wife. I am not married. State has not assigned me a wife yet, but one day maybe they will. And then I can decide. But until then, I don't know.
Is it true you might be a Russian redneck if you've ever been kicked out of the zoo for heckling the monkeys?
Well, first off, in Russia, everyone is red. So I don't understand the term for redneck in Russia. Everyone is red. Everything red. And then also, we do not have monkeys in the zoo. In Russian monkey, you say kakivalis. We do not have those anymore. We use those in military to clear minefields, and now zoos do not have any more monkeys.
Well, certainly there are some parts of Russia that produce more, how would you say, redneck people and people of non-culture, and that don't respect Vladimir Putin more than any other region of Russia. What region would this be?
This used to be the case prior to Soviet breakup. Now, in Mother Russia, not problem. But all satellite countries, Georgia and Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, all these places produce redneck, dumb, backwards, inbred idiots, degenerates.
Oh, okay. All right. Kazakhstan. Is it true you might be a redneck from Kazakhstan if the taillight covers of your car are made of red tape?
I think the same is true even if you are from Kazakhstan or from, like, Kentucky. It's the same if you use red covers. It's rednecks are everywhere. You just have to avoid them. The only difference is Kentucky's redneck car is probably a big Chevy truck, and the car for men in Kyrgyzstan is probably, like, old 1987 Trabi. Do you know Trabi?
Yes.
Yeah, that is probably what he is driving.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, would you agree with this statement? You might be a Kentucky redneck if your wife's job requires her to wear an orange vest.
That sounds about right, yes. My favorite saying is, what is the most confusing day in Tennessee?
Your baby's birthday?
Father's Day.
Oh, okay, yes. I agree with that. Okay, maybe. Okay. Well, you might be a Kentucky redneck if you think subdivision is part of a math problem. Yes, a subdivision.
I stay away from subdivision. Too many close neighbors. I like to live on top of mountain where I have good, clear fields of fire, interlocking fields of fire, defensive mind position, because I don't want anyone coming up and seeing me. Too many fans always trying to get to my autograph and touch me, and they are dirty, dirty people.
I see. Is it true you might be a Kentucky redneck if your kids take a siphon hose to show and tell?
What does show and tell? What does show and tell?
Oh, show and tell is kind of like a puppet play. Yes. At school.
Puppet play.
Elementary school.
At school.
Yes.
Well, in Soviet school, we do not have these things. The closest thing we have is we have bring your favorite assault weapon to school, or show up your father's helmet, or bring your favorite roll of barbed wire. This is number one thing we have in the Russian school.
Oh, I thought it was hand-to-hand combat training. Yes.
You have to wait until you're at least 12. You can't do that when you're 6, and still at primary grades. Don't be silly.
Now, what are those special troops in Russia that are the special forces that rival the American Navy SEAL? Aren't they called the
Spetsnaz? Spetsnaz.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, and part of their training is, have you ever watched videos of Spetsnaz?
I've seen them on YouTube, yes.
Yeah, so special skill you have to learn is how to backflip off of log while throwing knife into target and then smashing vodka bottle on head while on fire. It is very intense. I actually write their manual for them.
Wow, you write the manuals? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, okay. Well, now, is it true that you might be a redneck from the port city of Petropavlovsk if you've ever been involved in a custody fight over a hunting dog?
That does not make you a redneck. That just means you're a common citizen. Hunting dog, very expensive. I mean, this is common sense. You do not let neighbor just take your hunting dog. Of course you go to court. And, of course, court in Russia, a little different. Everyone show up, and each person get the knife, and whoever left standing at the end is right.
Well, I've got to tell you, Rex, have you yourself ever considered bringing a hunting dog down to the ring, bearing in mind the Hart Foundation brought Matilda the Bulldog to the ring? Yes.
A hunting dog is a little small for me. Perhaps hunting bear? I don't know legal ramifications in America because you have so many laws. Too many laws. But perhaps hunting bear, or I could ride a yak to the ring. That's probably more my style.
Wow, a yak to the ring. Okay, all right. Well, Rex, your homework assignment is to look up a Russian that both Sign Guy and myself are very familiar with, and he uses jumper cables in the ring, as mentioned before, Grigor Petrov. Will you look this person up on Facebook?
Grigor
Petrov.
Okay, I will look him up.
All right. Well, good talking with you, Rex, and at this time I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy. Yes.
Thank you, QT.
Thanks, QT. Well, Rex,
he really loves yaks. I thought I loved yaks, but he really loves yaks.
They are his passion. Now, can you confirm that in Russia, a Russian wrestler once rode a yak to the ring?
Well, I cannot confirm that a Russian wrestler rode yak to the ring, but I will make it my mission this year to find yak and do that here in the United States.
That would be huge. Do you have any set promotion where you want to see this happen?
Well, right now I work for several different promotions, minus Swag Wrestling, where I'm fired and still working with lawyers to try to get reinstated, but who knows there. But also I work for Delta Pro down in Arkansas, and they are doing December 12th show in Little Rock Mall, I believe. But my partner is Crusher Kolov, and that may go well if I can get his head on straight. Also, tomorrow night, you guys did not list this, but tomorrow night, Swag Wrestling has show in Henry, Tennessee. So you need to put that on your listing of shows for indie shows.
Absolutely. Now, Swag is a company that I think is picking up some steam. They have good shows from the footage I've watched. Do you think that Russia made a good choice in sending you to Swag as one of the main promotions where you compete?
Sure, absolutely. Swag wrestling, as even the owner will tell you, is a little different from other wrestling federations. So Swag likes to have a family show, but also try to bring new things to the fans. So, for example, for Halloween, they did a hardcore show, and I did the first time ever. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but I cannot say it. It's very hard in English. Diabetic, diabolical sugar shock match of death. Have you ever heard?
I have not come across that match.
Yes. So you know how they use tacks in hardcore, throw tacks on ground?
I'm familiar, yes.
We use candy corn.
Wow.
Instead of barbed wire and ropes, we use red licorice, use pixie dust to blind opponents, also using nerds. So very different approach to family entertainment.
Do you know if any of the fans actually did go into a diabetic coma just from being that close to that much sugar?
Maybe one or two. I know my opponent, Extreme Meal Dream, he gets very sick because I make him eat candy corn from off of the mat, and it is very dirty and covered in sweat and hair. So, yeah, he's welcome.
Now, that is a problem, and for a lot of independent companies, sometimes they struggle to keep their mat sanitary. Do the Russian doctors have to check you periodically to make sure you've not contracted anything from the dirty mats?
No, because I'm genetically superior, so I do not get sick or do not get diseases. However, I do have to check in every so often and get an injection of cobalt sodium 3 into my bloodstream. Otherwise, nuclear half-life of my blood fuel will degrade.
Since you were genetically built for professional wrestling, how long do you foresee your career going? Can you wrestle as many years as you want to? Are you putting a limit on how many years?
Well, basically, I wait until order from head of Russia, Vladimir Putin. And when he calls and says, Rex, you know, you can finally retire, then I will retire. And, of course, by this time, I will move on to something different, but I don't know what. That will probably be in the year 2072.
That's a ways off. In your opinion, let's say prior to 2072, let's make it, say, 2035. Do you see anyone on the horizon that might be the very top in the professional wrestling industry at that point?
Well, there's several. You mean independent wrestlers, or do you mean the big company more specifically?
Well, it's 20 years from now, so whichever you think the young wrestlers might go in 20 years, who might be leading independent
sure.
wrestling or maybe even a national company.
Well, from my perspective, I think Colt Cabana has good momentum. He knows what he's doing. He has the face for it. But, you know, he has potential to maybe do something very different that will keep him relevant to that far in the future. As for other young guys, you know, keeping your eyes on the indies, so many options. I really, really, really like Anton LaVey. You should look him up. You should talk to him for an interview sometime.
Definitely we should. Now, in America right now, both on the national stage and especially on the independents, we're seeing a very large number now of third-generation wrestlers make their way into the professional wrestling business. Have you come across many third-generation wrestlers so far? And if so, how do you think that their skill sets compare to a standard first-generation wrestler?
Well, That is difficult because the nature of professional wrestling has changed. So the old masters, that's what I call first-generation wrestlers. The old masters understood wrestling in a different way. They had to go longer, 30-minute matches, very common, sometimes an hour. And so everything is about holds and how to maneuver and outthink your opponent three steps ahead. And nowadays, matches, they are only thinking about survival and how to get the biggest hit. Do you understand?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So the third generation now is learning differently. They may have some characteristics of father or grandfather, but it is not even the same sport anymore.
So you don't think a third generation wrestler would have any difference as far as walking into the business and succeeding more than someone with no ties whatsoever and starting the business cold?
Well, in first generation, we're talking 40 years ago, correct?
Sure.
Okay. You work territories all over, and your work rate is much higher. 3, 4, 5 times a night, even, you are wrestling for people and moving on, correct?
Right.
With the state of indie wrestling now, there are no large companies that can sustain that kind of schedule. You cannot work for one company like NWA and go to Charlotte, Nashville, so on, and do a string of shows for 4 nights in a week. And so producing these kinds of shows and getting that kind of experience is no longer available. Instead, to get up to like the big dance, most people are manufactured. I hate to say, but they're not manufactured like me in a lab. They're manufactured on TV show, you know? And this is kind of sad for guys who come in, like you're saying, cold, who may not have generation and are just as talented, but they cannot find a way into only really one big company.
That makes sense. I'm looking
at
the...
I just want to say that the experience of a superstar, I guess, in WWF now is only like one-tenth the experience of a wrestler who was in same company 20 years ago, because that guy 20 years ago goes around and he wrestles thousands of matches against different types of opponents, and he learns everything, okay? Not just moves, but also psychology and how business works. And new stars, they come, they're there for 2 years, and they're gone, and you'll never see them again.
Looking at the landscape of where things stand now, I know you're genetically bred for professional wrestling, but for someone from either this country or perhaps a neighboring country like Canada or from Puerto Rico that is looking to start a professional wrestling career, do you know of any professional wrestling schools that might have the edge in being the best place to go to learn the craft of professional wrestling?
This is a good question. Now, a little piece of information. My first tour outside of Russia is North America. I go to Japan and go to Osaka Pro Wrestling School to learn their style for Lucha and Strong Style Japan from 1999 till 2001. And so my school is very different than Americans. Every day, going to the same place and working with same people inside the company. And so I don't think Americans have too many set wrestling schools like this. You used to have Power Plant, but it's very expensive, and there are a few schools left, but they're not, not attached to company the same way. Maybe Ohio Valley, but getting in there is very hard. So to find a good school, one, you need to find a good area. One, get education. Get education, because more than likely most people, because they're not genetically enhanced like me, will get hurt or not be able to make a living out of wrestling. And so they need to have education first and go and have something to go back on, snap their legs like twigs. So, and then find a good wrestling school and dedicate yourself to that.
when you wrestle an opponent, since you've been here for quite a while now, just by wrestling the opponent, are you able to get a sense of where they may have trained and who their teacher was?
Yes. America has, for example, in language, many dialects. You have Northerners, Yankees who talk one way, and then Southerners who talk the Southern accent in Texas and California. And the same is true of wrestling. You have a Southern style, and you have more of a catch-as-catch-can, and different styles, and even lucha further south, you get into Texarkana, Texas, and New Mexico. So you can get a sense for these people as you work them. My favorite is catch-as-catch-can, because it makes the most sense technically. However, most fans do not enjoy seeing 30 minutes of exchanging submissions. So sometimes you have to switch it up on people.
You spoke of wrestling in Arkansas, which if the human body was made out of the states from the United States, Arkansas is probably where you would have to stick an enema. What's it like going into a place like Arkansas and wrestling where the fans are legendary for their rowdiness and riot causing?
Yes, very good question. So first off, what I like to do is I like to smile a lot because the people have never seen that many teeth in one head before, and it kind of impresses them. And then when I get to shows, I go and get the rental car, because I know that after I beat up whatever local hero they have, then the stupid rowdy fans will smash up windshield and destroy all, you know, the headlights and stab tires. And so I get the rental car. So I already beat stupid rednecks because they think they're bothering me, but it'll cover another extra insurance. And then I go and I embarrass them very much. And I have to say that Arkansas is pretty much butthole of United States and very depressing.
I would concur with that. Do you have any plans at this point in time for expanding the list of countries where you've wrestled? You've already hit Japan, United States, Russia. Are there any plans to go into perhaps Canada or maybe over into England or Germany?
No, I want to try to bring professional wrestling to Afghanistan. So this is my plan. I want to go to Afghanistan. And, of course, you know, Russians were already there once before, did not go so well. So then I come back and I beat up all the Afghanis. This time we call it the second Russian invasion.
I believe the WWE actually did bring professional to Afghanistan, although
the WWE bring their wrestlers to Afghanistan and they fight each other. This will just be me going to Afghanistan, beating up on Afghani people.
Are there any other areas out there that Russia is considering sending Russian wrestlers to? Maybe not yourself particularly, but in general, are we going to see Russian invasions of any other nations?
Well, actually, Russia has already figured out how to get wrestlers all throughout the world, so their next goal is to have the first professional wrestling on the moon. So that's why the space race actually started in the 60s, was to try to get the first Russian wrestler to the moon to face whoever showed up next.
Very interesting.
I believe
Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said you should stop thinking so small and thinking about here on Earth. We're already thinking about conquering space with suplexes.
Yes.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated actually predicted wrestling on the moon, but they predicted the year 1996 is when that would happen. They were way off, apparently.
Yeah. Well, this is relative. If you think about the total stretch of time since the Big Bang, the total time that the Earth has been around and the moon has formed, you know, if they're off by 100 years, that's still pretty good shooting.
True, but they also predicted Michael Jackson would be the special guest referee for the first ever match on the moon.
Well, we'll just get his DNA and make copy. It's easy. By that time, there'll be no problem.
Well, that is logical enough, I guess.
Tito will take job.
Or Jermaine, perhaps.
Let's not get ridiculous.
Tito.
Okay. Now, do you ever foresee a time when Russia will take your DNA, reproduce you, and make yourself a six-man tag team?
That is difficult to say. You see, my DNA is so complex, I do not think Soviet labs can copy anymore. However, I have many illegitimate children all across the world, so maybe they will just find them and make a team out of them.
How do you keep tabs on these offspring in order to scout future tag team partners and possibly opponents?
Yes. Well, actually, what I'm doing is building army to take over certain parts of the world with offspring. So I don't mind if they borrow a few to make a wrestling team or if I train them. But that is way down the road after I retire from wrestling in 2079.
That makes sense. Well, we have just a few minutes left today on the show, so I want to give that time to you. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything, social medias, merchandise, upcoming shows, your favorite Russian bakery, anything that you would like, floor is all yours.
Sure. Here's the biggest thing. One, drink your Rex milk and eat your beets so you can be like Rex. Two, do not miss Swag Wrestling. Look us up on Facebook. You can find us under Swag because we've got it. And we will have a show tomorrow night at 6:30 in Henry, Tennessee, where you can see Bam Bam Baker beat the crap out of Trent Ware, who does not deserve championship belt. And one day, hopefully, I will be reinstated in company. Who knows? I'm still having legal problems there. And don't forget to support local independent wrestling, even here on Turnbuckle Turmoil. And also, I'd like to say that QT, you really, really love yaks.
Yes, I do. In a plutonic way, though. Not in a prison setting.
All right. Well, fans, yes, if you get the opportunity, get out there and check out Rex Romanoff. Interesting development with Jennifer Justice. Keep an eye on that situation. I'm sure there will be more to that scenario as time goes on. Also, look to the skies in case a ring gets set up on the moon in the near future. Support your local independents. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon with Biff Slater. So join us Sunday, and we will talk to you then.